Angie gave me a copy of the play several weeks ago, and I've read it many, many times. And every time I've read it, I've been struck by the message that is in the play, the message of how God wants us to have a servant's heart. And as I was thinking about it, I was reminded that Jesus is our example, because the Bible says in the book of Philippians that even though he was God, he took upon him the form of a man and was made in the likeness of a servant. A servant. And as you think about Jesus, you have to think that he had a servant's heart, because he did. And as I was thinking about what it is to have a servant's heart, as the children illustrated for us tonight, five things came to my mind. The first one is, a person that has a servant's heart will do what God tells them to do, even though they may not like it. They may want to be in a different spot. They may want to be with a different person. If they have a servant's heart, they will do what God tells them to do. Do you recall how many times in the Bible, and I don't, I mean, it's in there many times, where Jesus said, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of the Father. Not my will, but thy will, O Father, let that be done. And if we're going to have a servant's heart like our Savior did, then we need to have the same attitude that Hannah had tonight, where basically said it didn't matter if she was in the kitchen, didn't matter if she was in the office, she didn't matter if she was janitor, right, doing the janitorial work, whatever God, the Heavenly Father, told her to do, she did it. And that's what we ought to have that same attitude. We ought to have the attitude, whatever God wants me to do, I'll do it. I'll do it. And then somebody with a servant heart not only does what God tells them to do, they do it with all their might. Do you ever just think with me the stories that are in the Bible about Jesus? Can you think of one where he never gave his best? Can you think of one where he never gave his all? Jesus never did anything half-heartedly. Whatever God told him to do, he did it with everything that he was. He put everything into it. And again, if we're going to be like him and have that servant's heart, whatever God tells us to do, we need to do it with all our might. The Bible says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. And it says in another place, and I have all these scriptures written down, but I'll come close tonight, and you just forgive me, please. But it says, whatever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, not unto man. As Brother Leonard pointed out to us, our assignments come from God, and God doesn't make any mistakes. He'll never ask you to do anything that he doesn't want you to do. He'll never ask you to do anything that he hasn't prepared you to do. And what he expects from us is to have that servant's heart, and not only to do it, but to do it with all our might. Never half-heartedly. Never sort of like Dominique when she was doing janitorial duty. You could tell she wasn't pushing that broom very hard. And she wanted to be somewhere else, and she went someplace else. And so many times in our service for God, even though we may be there, we're not there because we want to be somewhere else. We may go through the motions, and we, you know, people look at us and they'll see us there, but our heart's not in it, because we don't have that servant's heart. And so if we're going to have a servant's heart, we need to do what God tells us to do. We need to do it with all our might, and we need to do it with a good attitude. A good attitude. And again, I know they were acting tonight, and I know none of these kids do this in their real life. Whine and complain. McKenna, you never do that, right? No. And not only do the little kids do it sometimes, so do the big kids. Huh? If we were honest, there are times when we go to God and say, God, I don't like this. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. You must have made a mistake. Surely you meant for me to be someplace else. And we complain and we whine and we don't have the right attitude. That's not a servant. You ever remember Jesus whining? I don't. You ever remember him complaining about something that the Heavenly Father asked him to do? I don't. He always did what God asked him to do with all his might, with an attitude that says, I'm serving the Heavenly Father. Whatever he asked me to do is the most important thing for me to do. And so, one with a servant's heart does what God tells them to do. They do it with all their might. They do it with the right attitude. And then the fourth thing I thought about, and it was illustrated for us tonight, and I'll tell you about that in just a minute, but is to always keep yourself qualified. Always keep yourself in a position where God can use you. And I'll just speak to the young people for a moment, because I think it's more important than it's important for the older folks too, but it's so important for the young people. You listen to me, there are many, many, many temptations that this world throws at you. And the world wants to mess you up. The world just wants to mess up your life. God's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for you. And it's a perfect plan. He made you to do this thing that he has in mind. But he needs you to keep yourself clean. He needs you to keep yourself pure. He needs you to keep yourself qualified. So when the world tries to get you to do something that you know you shouldn't do, don't do it. When the world tries to get you to go somewhere that you shouldn't go, or be around people that you shouldn't be around, or do something that you shouldn't do, just don't do it. Don't do it. Say, well, preacher, I might lose some of my friends. You don't need friends like that. Say, well, I don't want to lose my friends. You listen to me. If you have to do something wrong to keep a friend, you don't need to keep that friend. You need to do what's right. You need to do what's always right. And so, to all the young people, I know some of you haven't got to the point where you don't even know what I'm talking about yet. But some of you do. Some of you do. You just always do what mom and dad tells you to do. You always do right. You always do. Always ask yourself, here's a good question to ask yourself, what would Jesus do if he were in this situation? What would Jesus do? And always do what Jesus would do. So keep yourself qualified. And then the last thing, a servant, a person with a servant's heart, they always keep themselves available. They always keep themselves available. They're never out star fishing. Okay? They're never out doing something else when they're supposed to be swinging the mop or swinging the broom. They're always available so that when God calls, he knows where they are and he can put them into service. Now, that was illustrated tonight. Shaylin and Hannah exchanged parts because Shaylin has been sick all day. All day. And Hannah was available where God could call her, just like in the story tonight, where God wanted to use Dominique, but Dominique was somewhere else. Again, she was playing a part. I know that. She was somewhere else. And so God, the Heavenly Father, said, well, Hannah's here. She has a servant's heart. I'll use her. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be a shame when we got to heaven and we found out that God wants us to do something special. And he couldn't find us. He said, well, God always knows where we are. I know that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about we weren't in the place where we were supposed to be. And wouldn't it be sad to miss an opportunity to do something for God because we didn't make ourselves available? Available. You never know when God's going to call. You never know when he's going to ask you to do something. And by the way, I'll just tell you, anything that God asks you to do, it's special. It's special. Maybe it is just doing janitorial duty. It's special. Maybe it is just working in the office. It's special. Anything that God asks us to do is special. Just think about it. The creator and the sustainer of the universe calls you up and gives you an assignment and says, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. It's special. So as we look at Christ as our example, he was one with a servant's heart. He did what God told him to do. He did it with all his might. He did it with a wonderful attitude. He kept himself qualified, and he was always available. I know in the Garden of Eden, he prayed, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He was looking forward, looking to the cross and looking to what he was going to have to suffer. And he says, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will. Thy will be done. And we ought to have that same attitude toward whatever the Heavenly Father wants us to do. And then, as that star shone, and the wise men came, and as Hannah read in her part as the end of the play, she said, I got to show the wise men the way to Jesus. I got to show the wise men the way to the Savior. You know, if you're here tonight and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, that's what these children have done for you tonight. They pointed the way to the Savior. The Bible says we're all sinners, and there's a penalty for that sin, and that penalty is to be separated from God forever. But God loved us so much that when we were sinners, he sent Jesus to die for us. And the Bible says if we'll ask him, he'll save us. He'll save us. And I was talking about this morning, a lot of people say, well, that's too easy. There must be something that I have to do in order to get saved besides just ask him. There's not. It's not a work. It's a gift. A gift from God. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're here tonight and you've never asked Jesus to save you, I can't think of a better night to do it than this night right here. There's not a better night, not a better time than the Christmas, or the Sunday before Christmas, 2009, in about 5 minutes till 7 o'clock. Not a better time to do it than this moment right now. And if you just admit that you're a sinner and believe that Jesus died in your place, and ask him, he'll save you. He'll save you. He'll save you. Is there anybody here like that tonight? Just a second, we're going to have an invitation. I'm going to ask you, if you're here and you've never asked Jesus to save you, just to get up out of your seat. We'll be standing, just to walk down the aisle. I'll have somebody take the Bible, show you from the Bible how to ask Christ to be your Savior. He came for you. He died for you. He'll save you. And then to all the Christians that are here tonight, I like that little song they sang about being a sunbeam. That's what we need to be. We need to let our lights shine so that others can see our good works, glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I almost went a different direction tonight and talked about what it meant to be a star, be a sunbeam. You know, one of the things we need to do is keep ourselves clean. Clean. And the closer we are to our Savior, the brighter we will shine. Brighter we will shine. And so, to all the Christians, how close are you to Jesus? Can you be closer? Then get closer. If there's something in your life that's between you and the Savior, it ain't worth it. Don't care what it is. Just get rid of it. Get closer to Him. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the wonderful message that the children presented to us. And I pray that we would have that servant's heart. I pray that we would be like Christ. And I pray, Father, that we would want to be used of you. I pray tonight for those that might be here that don't know Jesus. I pray tonight that they would see their sin and the penalty for that sin, and they would come and ask Jesus to be their Savior. Father, if there's just one here, just one, help them to know that Jesus came for them, that Jesus died for them, and help them to come. And then, Father, for the many Christians that are here tonight, help us to get closer to you. Help us to, if there's something that's standing between us and you, to get it out of the way so that we can get as close to you as we can and let our light shine so that others can see you. Bless this time of invitation. Use it. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.